This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now for the audiophiles among you, specifically those who pay close attention to ambient sound and how it affects our everyday lives. In this case, our eating lives. Specifically, Kate Wagner is an architecture and design critic. She just wrote in The Atlantic about how loud restaurants have been getting. Kate, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So do you just sit around, like, measuring restaurants? Is that your thing?
I went to school at Johns Hopkins to study acoustics, and So sort of making measurements in general has been a part of everyday life, mostly for my own benefit to see if I need to put earplugs in to protect my own hearing.
Makes total sense. And you carry a sound meter around?
Actually, I have a portable sound meter, and then I've also calibrated my phone and have a little plug-in microphone that I've calibrated to the professional sound level meter, just in case I can't take out the really weird-looking instrument in social settings.
All right, so let's get to it. This piece starts with you sitting in a coffee shop, and, well, describe it for me.
So I went to this coffee shop to write this piece, as I am wont to do, and tried to describe what I was hearing, staff making jokes. It's a little bit of downtime in between the morning and afternoon rush. The espresso maker goes off every once in a while, and people having hushed conversations between themselves.
And that's generally tolerable, right? A little background hubbub and everything's fine.
But it's still pretty loud. I still clocked out the sound in the 70 decibel range, and that's about as loud as a sewing machine or freeway traffic.
Huh. Okay. So to the nuts and bolts of the piece, though, is it true that loud restaurants are more profitable restaurants? I mean, one imagines, you know, there's the design aesthetic, right? Of, yay, we like open kitchens and we like clean, you know, modern design without, you know, stuffy couches and banquettes and, you know, draperies. But does that make these restaurants more money?
So there are studies that show that louder restaurants are more stressful and that they drive people to consume more alcohol or to make unhealthy dish decisions what they want to order.
Wow.
But also, if you think about it, these things like communal tables and bars require less table service, which saves money. And there's also a link between louder restaurants and higher diner turnover because one can only take so much loudness for so long.
Man.
Like in one of the restaurants I measured, an open bar and an open kitchen and table seating and tall ceilings and hard surfaces everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
You just get a soup of loud. It's an
audiophile's nightmare, I imagine. So if that coffee shop that we started with was, what, 73, you said?
Yes.
73 decibels. And those of you who are audiophiles and engineers out there, look that up. It's, you know, it'll mean something to you. what's the restaurant you just cited, right? Where did that come in, and give me an equivalent?
It was around 86 decibels, which is loud. 85 decibels over a period of 8 hours or more is permanently damaging to human hearing. I was in there for a dinner that lasted around an hour and a half, and I can tell you my ears were very tired by the time I got done.
You actually just something just occurred to me with that answer. The people who work in these restaurants are there for 8 hours or more in this loud environment.
It's quite possibly a health and safety violation. The standards are usually measured around, like, construction sites. We think of, like, loud things like, you know, mechanic shops, factories. But, you know, we don't really necessarily think of things like restaurants as being an occupational safety hazard for hearing health.
You going to keep doing this?
Now that I've realized how unhealthily loud things are, I'm most certainly going to be snooping on my phone to see how loud some places are.
I tell you, it's crazy. Kate Wagner, she writes on architecture and design and also sound stuff, most recently in The Atlantic about restaurants. Kate, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.